Option lines. There is no one on earth whose life is perfect. I don't care how many advantages they seem to have or how tempted we might be to envy them. You know this from your own experience. No matter how beautifully things seem to be going or how on top of your game you feel at any given time, there's one recurring area of your life you just can't master, despite your best efforts. That one recurring area isn't random. It's not an accident, and it's not just one of those things. It's deliberate, and you picked it as part of the chart you wrote on the other side to map out the lifetime you're living now. That one recurring area you can't seem to master is called an option line, and count on it, we've all got one. If we appropriately think of incarnations on Earth as tough trips away from home at boarding school, our option lines are those courses we know we have to take, and we know we have to pass one way or another, but we also know it will take every ounce of effort we've got because it's not going to come easily. There are 7 option lines to choose from. You'll probably have no trouble recognizing yours. Health, spirituality, love, social life, finance, career, family. Notice that this list could also be called 7 essential elements of a well-balanced life. So when one of them is in constant turmoil, you can try to conquer it, you can try to avoid it, you can try lying to yourself by saying everything's fine or it doesn't matter. But in the end, because it really is essential and because it's the option line you chose, it never stops affecting you. I've never made it a secret that my option line is family. That's not to imply that there haven't been bumps along the way in the other 6 areas on the list, but I seem to have the tools to keep up the ongoing repairs they require. When it comes to family issues, I honestly feel as if the harder I try to solve them, the more I look like Lucy Ricardo in the candy factory, earnest but completely inept. You'd think I'd never read a book on charts and option lines, let alone written one, or almost 30 of them. I chose family as my option line. I then chose a wonderful father, an abusive mother, 2 sons, one of whom has a father he would happily trade for almost anyone else, and 3 husbands who almost make me wish I had a drinking or drug problem, so that at least I'd have a lame excuse for marrying them instead of none at all. And around those various scenarios, I was hoping to build a white picket fence and have bluebirds swooping down to trim the pie crust cooling on my windowsill? Whichever option line you've identified as yours, keep reminding yourself that it's not something that's been inflicted on you. It's not some burden God has cursed you with. It's a choice you made before you came here. There's some challenge in it, some valuable growth for your spirit that you may never conquer or understand this time around. But I promise it will make all the sense in the world the minute you're home again.